At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's the 2 o'clock hour, and I am still standing with laryngitis, making it through. Ryan, you said this before, but my voice sounds better now maybe than it did at the start.
Yeah, by 3 o'clock, you're going to sound perfect. Well, you're going to sound like James Earl Jones.
Super helpful. Or Clarence Thomas, if I'm lucky. We're excited to have Point Pest Control in studio with us, not because we have pests in the studio, even though we do have one. It's a different kind of a pest. Ryan, I'm talking about you.
I really want to acknowledge before we begin here that when we said, what will you sound like by 3 o'clock, John said Gilbert Godfrey, but his mic wasn't on yet, and he deserves a lot of credit for that.
Do I sound less like Gilbert Godfrey right now?
Probably.
No, it's more in my normal voice. When I get real ragey on the air, someone... Was that you that said that originally?
That was Kenton. He'd be glad to hear
yes,
his name.
Yes, that's right, Kenton. He wasn't wrong, man. That was the worst part of it.
That's an interesting act you have there. What do you call yourself? And they say, the aristocrats!
Man, when you apply yourself, Ryan Wiggins, you can do great things. You're so selective in it. Point Pest Control, one of my favorite partners that we have here, sponsors of this show. I'm a client of Point Pest Control as well, and I am so grateful to be able to have them come to my home and basically at the foundation level keep us spider-free. That's at the heart of the matter, but we are bug-free in the Fry home because of Point Pest Control. I've been a quarterly service subscriber for like 2 years now, maybe, you think, John?
I would say so.
Yeah, John was the one who actually came and treated our house. We found a couple, what were they called? What kind of spiders were they?
You had multiple types of spiders.
I don't want to know that. Oh. I don't want to know that.
We'll say it a friendly type.
Yeah.
You call them breeds?
Shut up. The ones with muscles.
Species.
Anyway, we don't have them anymore. And I saw one spider in the house a couple months ago, and they came right back out and treated the house. Haven't seen them since. So I really stand by Point Pest Control. I had a comment on here from WTS Tim, who said that Point Pest Control was out to their house this last week and that they did a great service. So I stand by them. I know, Ryan, you've had them out to your house as well. You do great work. You've gone to expand your commercial providing, correct, with Point Pest Control. Can you talk to me a little bit about the commercial division now?
Yeah. We have a pretty good reputation in restaurants and other businesses, factories, warehouses. Very proud of the work we do with solving German roach issues and fruit fly issues that, you know, seem to trouble a lot of restaurants this time of year, especially the fruit flies.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel we're as good as anybody at getting rid of your fruit flies.
Yeah, I think that those types of things, those are the types of things that you think, I would think, like in my home, if you have a fly situation or even ants or something like that, it should be simple to get rid of. You can go to the store, you can pick up something, you take care of it, and you're like, 48 hours go by, and you're like, gosh, we got it, we did it. But then, like, another day goes by, and there's a freaking ant or a fly, and you're like, oh, it's so frustrating. You need to have the professionals come out, and certainly for my house. And I know that in our conversations together, John, that you would talk about all of the different places, all these restaurants, these different businesses that you guys have been working with for a really long time. Now you've expanded that commercial division as well. So if you are a business right now and you need reliable pest services, Point Pest Control is there and we'll be happy to take your services. Point with an E, pointpestcontrol.com. You guys are going to play X's and O's today. Did we say John was going first? Is that what you said,
yes.
Kathy?
Yes.
John's going
sure.
first. Okay, Kathy, you want to be X's or O's? You get to pick.
I'll be O's.
O's? Okay. All right. Well, Ryan, you want to take over from here? This is your rodeo.
All right. Here we go. X's and O's. This is a game we play based on the news of the week. We have a tic-tac-toe board up in the studio. We have a drummer who comes in just for this segment, which is really cool. Thank you.
He has laryngitis, too, so he's not going to talk today.
Yeah, so he's hitting the drum a little bit lighter.
I don't...
There are 9 questions. There are 9 squares. You just try to get tic-tac-toes, but the way that you do it, John and Kathy, is you pick a square, and then you hear the question, or we actually pick an expert first, Annie or Brad, hear the question, they answer, you simply agree or disagree for the square. We keep playing even if you get a tic-tac-toe, so we fill out the whole board so that there's no ties. John, you are going first. Which square are you picking?
I'll pick 5.
All right, number 5.
Center square.
And which expert will be yours?
I'll take Brad.
All right.
Brad, Ghislaine Maxwell testified to the DOJ for 9 hours over 2 days, and people are wondering if a clemency deal might be in the discussion for information leading to the arrest of Epstein Island clients. Who, as the prosecutor of her case, failed to question her about the broader client list and was recently fired by Attorney General Pam Bondi.
Oh, man. Well, her last name is Comey.
Okay.
She's Jim Comey's daughter, James Comey's daughter. I think it's Maureen Comey.
Is it Maureen Comey? Agree or disagree?
I'll agree.
That is correct. Nice job. Nice job pulling that from the deep files there of memory. For Brad.
The deep files of memory from Brad, which is a segment that we are going to put on deck if I don't have a voice in the rest of the two.
It's actually Brad's memoir.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Kathy?
Would you have accepted Maureen Comey if it was like Melissa Comey?
No.
I would have told you should have. That was pretty good.
That was good. Mm-hmm. Kathy, where do you want to go on the board here?
I think I'll take number 3.
Number 3, and who's answering, Annie or Brad?
I think Annie.
All right.
Annie. Annie's missed a couple days this week with laryngitis. So there are questions that are perfect for her, like this one.
Oh, great.
Ethan's segment.
What?
Is always called something different.
Burgle nuts.
Which of these was not the name of an Ethan segment this week? A, Murfin's Burgle Nuts. B, Ethan and the Giant Peach. C, Blorfin's Massive Bloviations.
I have no idea what Wednesday's was. was not?
Which of these was not?
I'm going to go the Giant Peach.
Ethan,
that's a guess.
And the Giant Peach. Agree or disagree, Kathy?
I disagree.
I have no idea.
She's correct.
Yay, Kathy!
She's correct.
Hi, girl.
Yeah, Blorfin's Massive Bloviations was not one from this week.
But is it going to be Monday?
I think so. Ethan and the Giant Peach was Monday.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't there that
week. And that was a listener suggestion. So, nice work. All right. John, back to you.
I'll go with Annie.
Okay. All right. Which square?
I'll go with 6.
Pretty wide open. Center right.
Number
Love
6.
Center right.
All right, and this is Annie's. Annie, you have stumbled into AI.
AI.
Okay, this is a real clip from the week run through AI, so it's a real person, but it won't sound like that person.
Okay.
This is about the U.S. Census.
You have to do it every 10 years. It doesn't mean you can't do it more than every 10 years under the Constitution. They should do it and count people who are legally allowed to be here.
Is it somebody we had on the show?
It is a clip we played on the show, so
clip?
This wasn't a guest. Yeah, it was a clip.
Play it again. Oh, no, I'm just going to go Ron DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis. Agree or disagree, John?
I'll agree.
Here's the answer.
You have to do it once every 10 years.
Yay.
It doesn't mean you can't do it more than every 10 years.
I was going to say Steve Cortez, because I know you guys talked with him yesterday.
They should do it and count people that are legally allowed
to
be here.
There you go.
You get it.
Nice. Good job.
All right, we've got the threatening situation here. One square open, and I think we're going to take a break. And we're going to finish this game on the other side of this. And I'm going to tell you how you can save using Point Pass Control. If you, like me, are a customer already, I've got something for you. We're going to tell you about that when we return. A reminder, pointpestcontrol.com if you want to learn more about their pest services for you for your residential needs, like I use them, or commercial needs, like so many of the places that you're visiting right now around the St. Louis and Metro East area. They are using Point Pest Control to make sure that their services can be provided to you pest-free. Go to Point with an E, pointpestcontrol.com. To learn more, and I'm going to tell you how to save, and we'll wrap up X's and O's next. Don't go away.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're playing X's and O's with Point Pest Control, my friends, sponsors of the show, and I am a client of theirs as well. I'm happy to pay that quarterly fee because I do not have bugs in my home, and that takes a lot of worry off of my shoulders. We've got John and Kathy in here. John, you are the commercial service manager, and I want to give you the opportunity to talk about this month's, it's August, that's crazy. Hello, August. You've got a referral special going right now for people, especially those who have been listening to the show, who have become Point Pest Control clients like myself. You've got a referral plan for them. Tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, through the month of August, current customers like yourself, if you refer us to somebody and they call, they'll get 50% off their first visit.
That's great.
And you'll get your next visit for free.
Perfect. Yep. So, yeah, definitely. If you've been, I saw several comments of people here in the chat saying that they have used Point Pest Control services. Just keep in mind, if you hear somebody who's having an issue. Now, when we talk about pests, John, it's, of course, people are thinking flies and ants and fruit flies like you were talking about. I always talk about spiders, but you guys will also deal with bigger pests if they are found in an attic or home. Is that correct?
Not in Illinois. In Missouri, yes. We do trap for wildlife in Missouri. Okay. We do mole treatments or trapping in both Illinois and Missouri.
Okay.
But yeah, no wildlife in Illinois.
So consider your circumstances. Reach out to Point Pest Control. It's Point with an E, pointpestcontrol.com. And remember that referral offer right now, 50% off for the person you're referring for their first service, and you get your next free. That's pretty fantastic opportunity. Pointpestcontrol.com. X's and O's right now. It's Kathy's turn, correct?
It is Kathy's turn. And John is threatening across the middle of the board. Kathy's got the top right. So, where are you going to go here, Kathy?
I believe I'll go with four for the block.
For the block. And who is answering for you?
Brad.
All right, Brad, this is a guest quote.
This is a guest quote.
On the show this week, this is from somebody who was a guest. Quote, "They might as well say we believe in Santa Claus," was, this quote was regarding people's wishes on how to create peace. Tell me who said that in regards to which world conflict.
So,
is that two questions?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, boy. They might as well believe in Santa Claus.
The real question here is which world conflict were they talking
about? The conflict.
Because I can tell you, I debated on whether or not to ask you who was it.
So I think I know who it was. But I also think I know the conflict now that I've had some time to think about it.
Okay.
So the conflict that we need to talk about is Israel and Gaza. And then I think the guest then would have been Jim Carafano.
Okay. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Yeah, that's correct. That is
great
exactly
job, Kathy.
Right. That was...
Kathy might know this show better than I do this week.
I know.
Well done.
Worked through.
And I will say what I said in that interview, which is I, too, believe in Santa Claus. Next
yes.
question.
John, where would you like to go? Because you just got blocked.
I know. I'll go with 8.
8. And who's answering?
I'll go with Brad.
Okay.
Brad, CBS Sports gave the Cardinals a B grade on their moves before the trade deadline, and Ethan reported on the moves yesterday. Name 2 of the 3 players the Cardinals traded.
Oh, that were traded?
Yes.
Oh, good, because I don't remember the names of the people they got
Blaze.
Back. Blaze. That was one of the guys they got back.
Dumb.
So they traded Ryan Helsley and Steven Matz.
And Matson.
And Matt Matton? But I'm going with... I'm going with Helsley and Matz.
I'll agree.
That is correct. And Phil Matton?
Yeah.
I don't know. That is Maton? The other guy. Maton?
I don't know. Ethan will come in here and correct us at some point.
Yeah.
Just in general.
Yeah. Yeah. Clarence Thomas's voice isn't that great, you guys.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. That man has a great
We're
voice.
We're not arguing about that right now. Let's get to the next.
He's a Kathy. National treasure.
Looks like you got your work cut out here, Kathy. Where are you going to go?
Playing a lot of defense.
I think I'll go with number 1.
Number 1.
Okay.
Playing like some offense.
I like the offensive
Okay,
play. Like
here we go. Here. And who's answering this question?
I think Annie.
Okay.
Annie.
I'm sorry already.
This is an audio whoopee. The poll question yesterday was about redistricting, and we had Steve Cortez on to talk about it. Here's Pritzker, governor of Illinois, on the topic.
We're all going to have to band together to try to address that, at least to try to stop them by letting them know that if we were doing what they were doing, that, in fact, we would counterbalance, indeed take control.
Blech.
Texas.
Who is the they, them he's talking about in this clip?
Texas.
You care to take a minute to think about it?
Texas! I'm doing my Clarence Thomas impression. Yeah.
Very good.
Law and Order.
You're really good at impressions today.
Thank you. I would like to do an Annie Fry impression, but I'm failing. Texas.
Kathy?
I agree.
That is correct. All right. Now we got a real game going.
Here we go.
It's super annoying when I know the answer to the question, and then you get to the question, and it's not the one you're asking.
Uh-huh. Well, that one was.
I had Texas in my pocket the whole time.
And you were right. John... What are we going to do here?
Yeah, I like this.
What are we going to do? Because you can go for the
tic-tac-toe. No defense for me.
I'm you can go for the block.
I'm going offense.
You're going
number
offense.
Two.
All right. Number 2.
With Annie.
Okay.
With Annie. All right. You have stumbled
too much
into
pressure.
It again.
I usually feel pretty good about this segment.
All right.
Here we go. Annie, tell me who said this.
Today, the Federal Open Market Committee decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged. We believe that the current stance of monetary policy leaves us well-positioned to respond in a timely way to potential economic developments.
Is that AI? That's not the real voice.
It sounds like AI, doesn't it?
I don't know.
That is actually the real voice. I was going to run it through AI, and I was like, it just sounds like AI already. I don't even need to do anything.
Do it again.
Today, the Federal Open Market Committee decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged. We believe that the current stance of monetary policy leaves us well-positioned to respond in a timely way to potential economic developments.
Do I know this person's name?
Yes.
Because it's not Jerome Powell. He's an old dude. That doesn't sound like an old dude. Don't look at Brad like that. You keep your eyes over here. Who's... This is your question?
Yes.
Oh, man. Donald Trump. I love Point Pest Control. I'm proud to be partnered with him.
John, was that Donald Trump?
You better say.
Well, if that was really AI, I might think of it. I might consider saying yes, but no.
That was not AI. Here's the answer.
Today, the Federal Open Market Committee decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged. We believe that the current stance of monetary policy leaves us well-positioned to respond in a timely way to potential economic developments.
Now you can hear the answer and you know who it is, right?
Yeah.
It is Jerome Powell.
Jerome Powell.
Yeah, it's Jerome Powell.
He sounds younger than he
looks.
He
does sound
looks.
Really nice there. I would have chosen him for my voice that I'd like to have.
If that would have been Snoop's voice, I would have 100% said Jerome Powell.
That's why I left it. Because I'm like, really? It just sounds like just the most bland voice. All right, John,
he doesn't
you
sound
got it.
Bland. He sounds like he's 45.
Yeah.
There's the first tic-tac-toe.
He also sounds exactly like the bland 45-year-old AI voice that I have, though.
Yeah.
So I could have done that.
All right, Kathy, which one?
I'll choose seven.
Seven.
Seven. This is so John's got the tic-tac-toe. This is for Kathy's tic-tac-toe. And who's answering?
Brad.
Okay.
Brad, you got the other audio whoopee. This is Theo Vaughn talking about how stinking hot it is.
There's heat everywhere. People are dying. They're dying. Name 40 people right now. I bet you can't.
Did you play this on the air?
And that's the S-U-N, baby. And I don't know how to stop it. You know, you can do prayer. You can do umbrellas.
I said this... I sent this to you. I didn't. It was not for air.
Oh yeah, we played.
It was
for
just
air.
To make fun of Ethan.
Oh no,
it was to privately make fun of Ethan.
That's great. I said, Brad, we got to pull that. What is the beeps? What is he saying in the beeps?
The Irish,
or the creeps, or the sweeps.
The Irish. He sounds like Slinky Dog. But yeah, he's talking about the
Jim
Irish.
Jim Varney. Right.
Yeah.
Agree or disagree?
I'll agree.
Here's the answer.
There's heat everywhere. Irish people are dying. They're dying. Name 40 Irish people right now.
Oh, that's so funny.
That was a good clip.
It was.
And now we got a tie.
All right.
Both of you went on the offense. I love it. And you got it. So you have each a tic-tac-toe, which means we're down to the tiebreaker of the last
Another
square.
Good game.
Another good game.
John?
John's going to all come down to you.
We're are both we both available?
Both well, on
I guess
the board.
I'll have to take nine.
Yeah, you're going to take nine.
You want Brad or you want me?
I forgot. I'll go with Brad this
That's
time.
That's a smart call.
Brad.
If you'd have picked me, I'd have been like, I can't help you twice in a row.
Well, you made it pretty easy for me.
I tried,
time,
yeah.
Guys, I love it because this is probably the hardest question of the week. So it's not a guarantee that anybody's going to know this. On Monday, we talked about Happy Gilmore, which has now been streamed almost 50 million times.
I watched it last night.
Because of this show?
What'd you think? Yeah, because we promoted it.
We'll talk about it later.
It is a bona fide phenomenon for Netflix. Current golfers Brooks Koepka, Rory McIlroy, and Scottie Scheffler all appear in the film, mm-hmm. along with many golf legends. Of those three, which is not in the PGA? One of them is in the, excuse me, LIV.
LIV. Oh, man. Oh, man, this is tough.
It is
a 50-50 shot. I've got...
No, we got one of three.
Yeah, but I got...
You know one of them.
I know one of them is, definitely.
Okay.
So, I think...
Which one is definite?
So, the three, Scottie Scheffler.
Okay.
So, man, I think it's Koepka.
I agree.
You let me know when you're going to lock that in.
He agreed. I'm locking it in. I'm not going to guess the other one. I'm not going to go.
You're going to agree. How sure are you, John?
Well, I do FanDuel, and I'm pretty sure I've seen McIlroy and Scheffler in my options to pick. So.
That's okay. An educated guess.
Okay. For the game, John, you are correct.
Hey, John.
Good job. It is Brooks Koepka. He is not in the PGA. Nice job. Nice job.
Awesome game, guys.
That was a real good game.
Well, you come back again, face off once again. We'd love to have you.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Awesome.
Match.
Point Pest Control, Point with an E. I stand by my endorsement partnership with them 100% as a customer of theirs. You can't get better people and better service when it comes to getting your pest control taken care of. So please consider Point Pest Control. And John, like you said, if they are current customers, one more time with that referral offer for August that people can partake in.
Yeah, if you're a current customer and you refer somebody to Point Pest Control, you'll get 50% or they'll get 50% off their first treatment, and you'll get your next treatment for no charge.
That's fantastic. Reach out to Point Pest Control. You can contact them on their website, of course, or you can call them directly at 636-798-0023, 636-798-0023. And remember, they have a commercial division now. You can reach out to John Hoglin, who is the commercial service manager, and Kathy Caldwell, thanks for being here, the office manager for Point Pest Control as well. You guys are great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You can take our pest out the door with you on your way out. Point with an E, pointpestcontrol.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.